We'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It is that time on a Tuesday when we bust out the acronyms, WAYD, SMH, you know the drill. And one Alex Braga will lead off.
That's me. To ESPN, I ask.
What are you doing?
So we're on the heels of one of the best Super Bowls ever. I think everyone can agree on that. I mean, maybe a diehard Cowboys fan hated it, but whatever, they suck, who cares? And on the heels of said Super Bowl, ESPN released their power rankings for 2018. They have the 49ers at 14, which might be a bit presumptuous, but guess what the top two are? The Eagles and Patriots, because duh. But guess who they have number one? The damn Patriots! Look, I know they have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but what did we just see happen to them? They lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles with a backup quarterback. That's one thing. But they also just lost both of their coordinators to head coaching jobs. And now Gronk is talking about retiring. Tom Brady's wife Giselle had the famous quote, "My husband cannot bleeping throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time." I mean, she's right. He also can't call plays on the defensive side of the ball or fix a defense that just got scorched up and down the field in Minnesota. Also, the Eagles won the game. Shouldn't they then be viewed as having the most power in the power rankings? So to ESPN, I ask.
What are you doing?
To Patriot coach Bill Belichick, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? Biggest game of the year. You're going to tell us one of your top cover guys, Malcolm Butler, was on the field for 98% of all defensive snaps this year, including holding the current GOAT, Antonio Brown, to two catches in a big win over Pittsburgh back in mid-December. Because it was schematic? Part of a game plan? Well, this just in, Mumbles. Considering you're the consensus best coach ever in NFL history, you think in the past maybe you've changed plans that are failing miserably during the biggest game in the world? Is this the most hoodie thing ever or biggest hoodie lie ever? Did he break curfew? Did he burn down the Mayo Clinic? This story holds no water. Well, unless you lost your mind and in a desire to show who's the boss, as if that were even negotiable at this point, you tried to kill an ant with a nuke, or Butler did something much worse, and you know we're going to find out eventually, so we ask.
What are you doing?
If he did something much worse, he wouldn't be on the field with them in uniform. Like, what? It couldn't have been that bad. To Jeffrey Loria, I ask.
What are you doing?
Loria is, of course, now the former owner of the Miami Marlins, who recently sold the team for $1.2 billion to the group that included Derek Jeter. Now, when Loria swindled the people of Miami into building Marlins Park back in 2008, there was a clause in the contract that said if the team was sold within the next 10 years, then the city would be able to get 5% of the sale. So according to the deal, Miami-Dade County is supposed to get a little over $60 million as part of the sale of the team. But Loria has found a way to, once again, on his way out, screw over the people of Miami, because his lawyers are claiming that Loria actually lost $141 million as part of the sale just to be able to get out of this deal. And let me remind you that Loria bought the Marlins in 2002 for $158 million. So on paper, he earned a profit of over $1 billion. He claims he had to pay the state $300 million in taxes after the deal, and that the team's debt was also around $300 million. So he expects everyone to believe he lost a couple hundred million dollars in his $1.2 billion sale of the Marlins. Yeah, no. This is why when a billionaire asks you to build him a stadium, you say no, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, let's just say my trust of billionaires has decreased in recent years.
Especially that one, by the way.
Yeah, whoever. They hate. Well, at least he's done it on two continents. They hate him in Montreal, now South Florida. Try and find someplace in the middle.
No, it's the same continent. It's two countries.
Yeah, two countries. What's the same continent? Geography Jones strikes again.
Geography Jones.
To Major League Baseball's owners, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Jones family is large.
And by the way, congratulations on making the tool shed and this segment.
A nice word.
You know, I get the current mentality for billionaires in positions of power is to pretty much ignore any and everything that does not completely benefit them because, hey, money is power and many of them have no soul or decency. But You can't follow MLB, see the list of free agents not signed, and expect us to believe it's all on the up and up and just a nutty coincidence that none of the 30 of you have an interest in really good players who will make your team better. And as we discussed, we've seen this movie before. A statement from Union President Tony Clark today nailed it. Pitchers and catchers will report to camps next week. A record number of talented free agents remain unemployed. All this in an industry where revenues and franchise values are at record highs. We know this time of year there were often unsigned free agents, but not the best of the best. That happened once, and it cost the owners $280 million when they were found guilty of collusion in 1990. Dudes, you ain't kidding anyone. You just don't care, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Dudes, to Warren Sapp, I ask.
What are you doing?
Warren Sapp is on a redemption tour, just steers the truck off a very large cliff this week. So to recap, Sapp was arrested in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl for being naked outside his hotel room with two prostitutes who claimed that he physically assaulted one of them. She had bruises that reflected that, so he was arrested and subsequently fired from NFL Network. And this Super Bowl, he let a Sports Illustrated reporter follow him around to presumably help fix his image so he can work again. After all, pretty entertaining analyst. He also wanted to spread his message that he wants to help player safety by working with helmet manufacturers. Fair enough. He just sort of went about it the wrong way. For one, he doubled down and said no one did anything that wasn't consensual and agreed upon with the prostitutes. Basically, embracing the fact that he broke a law because prostitution is not legal in Arizona. And by the way, I should probably mention that he shared this message with the reporter at two different strip clubs, telling the reporter he needs to get some you-know-what in his face during the process. Oh. Well, that'll keep you from getting hired, Warren, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Jeez.
Weevils. And finally, to Philadelphia Eagle fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Well, over the course of my life, especially when I lived there in 88, 89, 90, I've asked again and again and again, while we saw some wild celebrations when the Phillies won in 80 and 2008, the Sixers in 83, it did get nuts, but this was exceptional. And congratulations, by the way, on pulling along the 1984 Detroit Tiger fans in doing as much damage to your own city as possible when you're supposed to be happy. One putz, a freaking school teacher named Ted Munns, didn't even wait to sleep it off. He ran out and got a Nick Foles tattoo. Job took 4 hours, and it'll be interesting when in the not-too-distant future, Foles is the Bronco quarterback or another franchise, and Philly officials greasing up fixtures and telling fans don't is pretty much the I dare ya, I double dare ya. And let's just say if it were a different group of people, it wouldn't be a celebration to blow off steam, but they'd be referred to as thugs rioting and looting. And they, by the way, just in case, they did loot a gas station and tear down some traffic lights.
Everything's free.
And we won't even get into the eating of the horse crap, hey, as we ask.
What are you doing?